and gentlemen, it is Star Time. Are you ready for Star Time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound. Good morning, music lovers. We're back. This is WFMU East Orange. That was the GC's Buzzsaw Twist. We heard Willie Egan's Chitlins, King Charles, Bobcat Stomp, King Charles V, I believe. All that in the Hundred Years' War II. The Echoes, Housewarming, and Memphis Slim, Stepping Out. Matt Guitar Murphy on that one. And
Memphis Slime Slipping Out.
Treat of treats, the entire radio family is back, which means we have to do a live on-the-air sound check. Man your mics. Il Bruch?
Yes?
We'll give you a 6. Okay. Denois?
Prefer 6.5.
Ah, Den's registering good at a 4. And Miss Sally?
Good morning, Hound.
Morning, Miss Sally. You too get a 6.
Thanks. Do I get a star, too?
You get anything you want, darling.
I like that.
Hey, what do we got to do today? Well, we have a blues hangover and a hillbilly hangover and a Bob Zeta and a bunch of rock and roll records and a news from Nimrods and we got a...
maybe a fight.
Tickets for the Liars and the A-Bones to give away, which we'll give away right after the Vibe Report. I'll play with the Echo.
Working beautifully.
Den will read the new issue of Spin.
Bruce is speaking only in a British accent.
Yeah.
Yo, Bruce, how was your trip to Mary Old?
Urinate off, wankers. It was interesting. It was like sort of, it was cold and difficult, and I'm sort of glad it's over. But it was interesting.
Did I say
it was interesting?
Punk rock star.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, that's very interesting.
Nirvana's Bruce. The Beatles. We were Herman's Hermits. Thank you, folks. We'll be here a fortnight.
Which makes Sonic Youth, Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Something like that.
Downliner sect. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, what are we going to do now? We're going to play a bunch of records, get a request out of the way for Bop Pills by Macy Skipper.
Take number 4.
I woke up last night and thought I was going to die. I woke up last night and thought I'd go to die. Oh, say. My doctor came a-running and my family stood by. Well, now, say. He left 3 bop pills for 10, 2, and 4. He left 3 bop pills for 10, 2, and 4. Hey, man, when they hit me, I landed in the middle of the floor. Ah, say. I went to see old Doc and I couldn't get near his shack. Yes, say, they were creeping through the front door and bobbing right on out the back. I'm telling you, I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I waited 8 long hours just to knock upon his door. I came to pay my bill and brought money for 100 more.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
I've got a gal that sure is fine. Now ain't that right?
Yeah, man.
I'm telling you, boy, she's mine, all mine. Now ain't that right?
Yeah, man.
She likes better meat and candied yams. Now ain't that right?
Yeah, man.
She's less good fitted than Terry Green. Now ain't that right?
Yeah, man.
She's the darnest woman I've ever seen. Now ain't that right?
Yeah.
I hate that rat.
Yeah, man.
A piece of cornbread out of sight. I hate that rat.
Yeah, man.
You've got such red ruby lips. I hate that rat.
Yeah, man.
A lip that I just can't resist. I hate that rat.
Yeah, man.
I'll kiss you and you'll kiss me. I hate that rat.
Yeah, man.
I like you and you like me. I hate that rat.
Yeah, man.
Request for them, we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Well, I got a gal, they call her mama's mom. She can't speak a word, but she sure ain't dumb. She said, baby, you my desire. Well, I love you, baby, because you set my soul on fire. Well, early in the morning when I'm ready to go, she said, she says, come on, daddy, satisfy my soul. Yeah, I got to love my mamas just before I go. Well, the mamas want me to buy a home. She says, come on, daddy, won't you buy me a home? Well, I got to love my mamas just before I roam. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. want me to buy a home. She said, she said, come on, daddy, won't you buy me a home? Well, I got to love my mamas just before I roam. Yeah, 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 mamas, mamas, mamas as I can be. Mamas, mamas, mamas as I can be. Well, I love you, baby, but mamas, you killing me. Moop, 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 mamba.
I wish I hadn't said that.
Whenever I'm around you, well, it nearly go wild. Nothing else affects me, baby, like this and wild. I'm running around in circles, gonna blow my top. You drive me crazy, baby, can you please stop? Are you in love with me, honey? Don't say maybe. Please, baby, you drive me crazy, well, I'm biting my nails all over you. Well, it must be love and it must be true. I walk around all day and then I don't sleep at night. Everything's wrong and nothing is right. The world is running round in circles, gonna blow my top. You drive me crazy, baby, please, please stop.
Back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound, and this is WFMU. That was Ray Scott, You Drive Me Crazy, from the Satellite label, which became the Stax label. So they should have booked him at Tramps last week instead of James Carr, who canceled the second night. Rudy Green, By Request. That was the fastest request I've ever gotten on the air. My Mumbling Baby. Bernie Skeleton, Bad Baby. Marvin and Johnny, Ain't That Right. Macy Skipper, Bop Pills. And Miss Sally has drawn first radio site gag of the day by lighting a fart and almost blowing up the studio. Yay!
Thanks for sharing, Hound.
Well, I sort of got a story to go with that. I don't know where it is, though. A man performing his anti-drug skit at a monster truck show was killed when fireworks strapped to his chest blew up. That's close enough.
Wow.
Do tell.
Baltimore.
That's what happened. He farted and...
The device on Murphy's chest was supposed to throw sparks when the alien was shot by a car. He was the alien, obviously. The act had been performed many times and has been 100% perfect, and this was the accident that was very much unexpected, duh.
said somebody smart.
Said the brilliant show's event director, Ned Wallizer.
Yikes.
Nude.
Well, that's what you get.
Don't try that at home.
I guess that scores up one for our side.
Mm. Plus the fart.
Yeah. Yeah, that and the fart. Oh, boy. I don't know. What else is in the news, kids?
And you've forgotten what a quality piece of entertainment this show is, you know?
I think I did mine already.
another tragic death?
Sure.
Good. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 7 months of spouse swapping. Don't try this at home.
Ended. I think I got a copy of that story, too.
We can do the stereo copy. Triple.
We can do a three-way on this one.
Folks,
I wish you could see
him
going through one of quad.
Newspaper clippings as if they were autumn leaves.
I think they're all the same copy, too.
But Bruce, you said last time we did a three, I can get the middle next time.
Okay.
Anyway, 7 months of spouse swapping has ended in tragedy for two couples. One man shot and wounded the
other,
then committed suicide after their marriages
crumbled.
Curtis Dean Boyce, age 32, shot Joe Varville, age 34, on Sunday as Varville slept with Boyce's wife, authorities said. Varville was critically wounded. Minutes later, Boyce fatally shot himself, said Charlie Taylor, the undersheriff in Payne County, about 90 miles west of Tulsa. You got that so far, folks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did some wife swapping, and I guess things went a little too far. Well, what's
like
too far when your wife
swapped? They liked it a little too much, I guess.
The men had begun swapping wives about 7 months ago. Quote, Varville and Boyce's wife decided they liked each other and they wanted to stay together, Taylor said.
That's
too far. Have we
identified
who Taylor was? Yeah. The Boyces separated about 3 weeks ago. Let's see. Boyce moved in with Varville's wife, Brenda K. Varville, and Varville moved in with Boyce's wife, Valerie Jean Boyce.
I guess he didn't like Valerie
so
much.
There you go.
You know what it is the kids learn this sort of thing with those baseball cards. They start swapping cards, mm-hmm. and then the next thing you know, they're swapping.
Next thing you know, they're putting their wives in the spokes of their bikes. And all heck breaks loose.
Sally, didn't you say you
take
my
back to
my uncle actually did that. My uncle Wayne.
Put his wife in the spokes
kids.
Of a bike?
Well, they didn't get... Nobody got killed. But they lived across from each other and they switched.
Mm-hmm. They swapped wives?
Were they Unitarians?
And husbands.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, that goes only to say.
Wow.
And dogs.
Well, they actually ended up marrying the other one.
Mm-hmm. From the Sonny Bono department, U2's lead singer Sonny Bono obviously wanted to be known for his assets other than his big ego at a dinner earlier in London this week. It's called London Celebrity Haunt Nikita. They don't say what dead celebrity is haunting the place, but anyway, Bono surprised his 18 dinner guests by removing all his clothes, including his get this girl's black bikini briefs, for no apparent reason. During the Russian meal of mainly vodka and caviar, we're told the Irish rocker sat naked and acted as if being nude in a plush crowded restaurant was the most natural thing in the world.
I think it was mainly vodka.
One out of work model was quoted as pointing and saying, "Look, a penis, only smaller."
Ooh, out of work forever.
Anyway,
it's not going to be in any U2 videos anytime real soon.
Elaborating on the news.
A U2 spokesperson said, I think he just felt more comfortable with nothing on.
Yeah.
That's Sonny
Bono.
He
seems comfortable with nothing in.
I wish he'd fire that U2 and get Cher back.
Yeah, man.
And give up the Scientology routine.
He does seem to be getting shorter and shorter, too.
Yeah.
Cher's
well,
deputy.
Also from the entertainment desk, Metallica put on the most lucrative rock concert in their five-year history, the Orlando Arena, but also may have set a record for damage. During last week's concert, fans of the heavy metal rock group dangled an usher by his ankles from a balcony, trashed seats, and caused other damage. Arena director Joanne Grant said, quote,
they dangled the usher by his ankles?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
This stuff doesn't happen at a Kenny Rogers concert.
White
but the band was
no,
very gracious.
They dangle them by their beards.
It's mm-hmm. a real selling
by their love handles. Metallica wired the arena $38,000 for repairs and cleaning. She said the show grossed $285,000, so you can do the arithmetic at home, including tickets, parking concessions, earplugs, and souvenirs. So there you go.
Well, that, you know, may I go on record as saying I think Metallica is the Rush of the 90s. They're terrible. They're horrible.
Was that the band that played
modes.
On the Grammys? Is this the one that was up against Jethro Tull and Jethro Tull?
I didn't watch
Metallica
the Grammys.
Kind of retarded-looking biker type, like real clean biker-looking guys. They play like this one sort of weird kind of...
They look like roadies.
Yeah. That's the guys. Yeah,
I mean, all those songs with those like long progressive parts, and they sound just like Rush to me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's take
the same mode.
Let's take this over to the Blues Hangover section of the show, in which we have one queued up. Send those out to Wit at the Mojo Guitar Shop, who turned me on to this guy, Otis Elevator Gilmore, the Cincinnati Daddy. Oh, what's in a name? No relation to Gary Elevator Gilmore.
Going down.
Yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, nice cue, hound. 11, 12.
That's why they call you the leader.
Lay them straight.
Here he comes.
Okay, you want to cut it off? Keep it going. Treat me so mean.
I'm your Cincinnati daddy. I'm your Cincinnati daddy. I'm your Cincinnati daddy. You know I wouldn't tell you no lie. Oh, the Ohio River, so long and wide. But if you get lucky in Kentucky, I'll meet you on the other side. The Cincinnati daddy. I'm your Cincinnati daddy. I'm your Cincinnati daddy. No, I wouldn't tell you no lie.
Baby said, I just got to. Said, baby, just let me feel it. Said, no, I ain't gonna let you do nothing to it until we are married. He said, baby, I got to. Said, just let me smell it. Oh, please. She said, baby, said, you don't have to wait but until Monday and you can get it. Said, baby, said, but I just got to smell it. She said, all right, I'm gonna let you smell it one time. He got down there and said, are you sure this will keep till Monday?
I saw your mama in Kansas City. The way she was looking was a doggone pity. Feet on the ground, clothes wasn't clean. Dirtiest old stuff I ever seen. Oh, kind mama, Papa wants to knock her jug. I got a gal, she's big as a bull. She never stops drinking till her belly gets full. Gets full of liquor and tries to sing. Tight like that and shake that thing. Oh, kind mama, Papa wants to knock her jug. I asked her about it, she said, for long, let's get together, cause your water's on. Let's get started and be long gone. Let's get together, what you waiting on? Oh, kind mama, Papa wants to knock it up. I saw your mama way last spring. Eyeballs shining like a diamond ring. staggering down the street, hollering and a fussing. I tried to stop and I got a good cussing. Oh, kind mama, Papa wants to knock a jug. I saw your mama, your papa too. What they was doing just won't do. I slipped up on them and took one look. What they was doing wasn't in the book. Oh, kind mama, Papa wants to knock a jug. If you want some lovin', you want it cheap, go down on Ellsworth about the middle of the week. Show them about the quarter, they won't let you go. It's four or five times and then some more. Oh, kind mama, Papa wants to knock a jug. Beat it, 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 beat
to get drunk and go home and sit on the toilet and throw up in the face bowl. I've been drunk in that. I sat in the face bowl, threw up in the toilet.
I got a bad hangover. Lord, why is it cherry ring? I got a bad hangover. When I come home, a cat was in my den. I got a bad hangover. Lord, my eyes is getting red. Says I'm begging you, baby, please put your eyes through my head. Hey, now. Tell you no more. If you don't stop annoying me, I'm gonna put you out that door. I got a bad hangover. Lord, my eyes is cherry red. Says I'm begging you, baby, please put your eyes kept to my head.
Yeah, I got a bad hangover, baby.
It's seriously, the economy is bad. I mean, I don't mind how things have happened. A nigga tried to rob me night before last. That's right, nigga gonna stick up a black man. Now, wasn't that dumb? Nigga gonna rob Zorro. This nigga jumped out the alley, didn't have a gun, a pipe, or a brick. All he knew was karate. Jumped out there and said, stick up. I got a black belt. I said, well, they gonna need it to lower your ass in the ground.
I love my whiskey and I love my juice.
the way I love my coke is a doggone sin. Hey, honey, take a whiff on me.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week. So think about it, friends. All my white friends, my chalk people, I call them, and my blackies. So remember, keep it cool, you know, and keep it down. Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody. You look so fine.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound, WFMU East Orange, and this is that was
what
our
jungle it is.
Patented, guaranteed to give you a blues hangover. Howl and Wolf are all-time blues hangover request king with You Can't Be Beat, the flip side of Smokestack Lightning. The Memphis Jug Band, Cocaine Habit Blues. Even back in 1928, they knew what was going on.
I was wondering what the motivation was on that one.
Square Walton, Bad Hangover by request. Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell, Papa Wants to Knock a Jug. It would have been Leroy's birthday yesterday.
Drunk or sober.
Had he lived. Yep. That's what they say. Drunk or sober, the Hound was nice. Drunk or sober, Bruce is a damn fool. Otis Elevator Gilmore, Cincinnati Daddy. Speaking of Il Bruch.
What about him?
They're playing tonight. There's a big show over at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight with the A-Bones and the Liars.
Yeah.
Let's see if that punk rock touring has changed Bill Bruch's style any.
Or lack thereof.
So that's the Liars and the A-Bones. That's at Maxwell's tonight. We have some tickets to give away for that right after the Vibe Report. Mm-hmm. Or right before the Vibe Report. Right?
Or
yeah, right after the Vibe Report we'll give away some tickets. Also, over at CBGB on the Bowery is the Senders and Iron Prostrate and about 26 other bands.
Mm-hmm.
And at McGovern's,
keep me rocking and rolling till 5 in the morning.
Yeah. McGovern's on Spring Street, 305 Spring Street over by Hudson Street, is the Sea Monkeys featuring Dave the Spaz Abramson. Another rock singer who made it on his looks.
So true.
Mm.
I was really impressed by his performance at the FMU benefit of several months ago.
Oh, doing Wooly Bully?
Yeah, I've never seen anybody step on, like, you know, my tuner and my little foot pedals and things like that more than Billy Miller until that evening.
Yeah.
There he was.
Too bad that wasn't captured on videotape, the seven FMU DJs singing Wooly Bully.
Uh-huh.
Hey, so what is going on in the news?
Seems to have gone completely insane while I was in the UK.
As soon as Bruce left,
the true colors came flying out.
It makes you think that Bruce, like, prepared his tour so he wouldn't be caught up in all of this, right?
It wouldn't be implicated?
I've thought of that.
We all know about the Mets pulling out their PUDs and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And Mike Tyson and pulling out his PUD and stuff, but I think the most
putting it in, maybe.
I think the sleaziest of all is Vince McMahon of the WWF.
He's always been the sleaziest of
definitely
all.
Definitely, he gets the prize.
Who's been the WWF, the World Wrestling Federation, which has violated every antitrust law on the books over the last 15 years.
Yeah, really. Just ask Ted Turner.
Although that's not what he's in trouble about. There seems to be a huge scandal with ex-wrestlers, ex-ring announcers, and ex-ring boys crawling out of the woodwork.
What is a ring boy? I mean, I've been to those matches. I mean, what does a ring boy do? What does a congressional page do for that
I think,
matter?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. They towel down the wrestlers. I don't know.
You don't want to know.
Anyway, they've crawled out of the woodwork to report on the record years of blatant sexual abuse, sexual harassment, pedophilia, and drug abuse engaged in and perpetuated by the WWF executives, stars, and administrators.
No.
This could be it for McMahon.
This is going to be like Mushnick or something.
Jim Wilson, a former NFL lineman, accused the National Wrestling Alliance execs of blackballing him from the business after refusing their sexual advances. And there's all kinds of...
That move should be banned.
Yeah, this thing hasn't really broken yet. It hasn't... All the allegations haven't been out, there have been no charges filed yet.
The figure 69 leg lock.
Except the...
Well, they paid off the main guy that was going to bring
the charge. $70,000 in back pay.
Right.
And he got his towel boy job back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he got a contract, like the first towel boy
towel and a couple of rubber gloves.
Yeah. Well, a story of midget wrestlers being blackballed from the WWF because one of their own, the Karate Kid, refused the sexual advances of the WWF shocked even me.
Even him.
Well, how
there.
About that part even where they also
friend
part of
all
the,
midgets.
The show is pitting, like, faggy wrestlers against macho wrestlers and having the kids chant faggots, faggots. That's a good part.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Vince is claiming that all these charges are
The Bushwhackers, they're called, yeah.
Run rampant.
The Bushwhackers have wrestled the effeminate Beverly Brothers. Each time the Bushwhackers encourage the kids in the audience to use that F word.
That is so sick.
The offensive F word, not the non-offensive F word that we're not allowed to say. The scene, Mom and Dad has a... I lost my place. Never mind. Anyway...
We'll keep you informed as the situation develops, okay?
We're monitoring this one closely, folks.
That's a good point there.
From the comfort of our couch.
Nobody's really taking it seriously because nobody really takes wrestling seriously.
It's not a sport. It's an athletic exhibition.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
You know, as having many friends in the wrestling journalism business, I'm just utterly awesomely incredibly shocked and really amused.
Well, then they have to all take lie detector tests before we can talk to them again, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Really?
No.
Oh. To Gerald.
Jeremy
Tepper did get his BA in wrestling journalism.
It's very true.
Fact?
A little known major at NYU.
Oh, come on.
I, of course,
we can't
majored
drag
in Citizens
Jer's
Band
name.
Radio. But
we will not drag Jer's name through the mud.
With his mom in town.
Yeah,
probably
we're dragging his own name through the mud, so to speak.
Jeremy dropped
screaming
in
at mom
today
for hitting the flippers together at the same time.
No. Did anybody
wrestling the pinball? Woo!
Did anybody catch the op-ed? I know nobody here reads the Times except me. The op-ed.
Just don't look at my fingers dirty.
The op-ed page.
Sorry,
Eric. I'll leave that one alone. the op-ed page of the Times yesterday had a great Gary Trudeau cartoon editorial, which I'm going to reiterate for you. We can fill in the cartoon parts in your own mind, folks. Uh-huh. Neil Bush of Denver, Colorado, as Silverado Bank director, unwittingly voted to approve over $100 million in loans to his business partners, never suspecting a conflict of interest. This is a believe-it-or-not style. Jeb Bush of Miami, Florida, which is the president's brother, as local GOP chairman, accepted contributions from a drug smuggler, a con man, and a racketeer, making Bush the unwitting dupe of all three men. Prescott Bush Jr., Bush's other brother, paid over $250,000 for arranging U.S. investments for a Tokyo real estate firm, became unwittingly a front man for the Japanese mob. George Bush Jr., director of Harkin Energy, unwittingly dumped $848,560 worth of stock only a week before a poor earnings report sent prices tumbling. There's a four relatives of the president, all involved in extremely sleazy dealing, and none of it ever makes the straight press.
How about it?
None of it ever makes the, you know...
Business as usual.
All you hear about is, like, some Democrat's girlfriend or something, you know, something retarded. Oh, I hate Bill Clinton.
What's not to hate?
Yeah, I mean, he's just another Republican. He just acts like a Republican. I hate him. I like Jerry Brown. The Hound's official endorsement is for... Can you believe,
oh,
as a guy who actually bought and played the Dead Kennedys record?
The Jer.
Yeah, what can I say? It's the best of a terrible bunch of candidates.
I don't know. I think you really could have milked that one, you know, to, like, actually get the brown people to pay you not to endorse him.
Well, I will run for all. I would love to go into
politics. I know,
politics.
You and
Chef
Ra,
right? I'll take me and Chef Ra. Chef Ra is the official High Times candidate for president this year, and I think he's got a real chance. I think what you're going to see is
I vote for Chef Ra.
You're going to see a huge turn. You're going to see like huge blocks of these votes going to like guys like Pat Paulson and Chef Ra and Angela Davis
Mouse
and Gus Hall and
yeah, Scotty Moore's guitar.
Yeah,
Beauty and the Beast.
People that makes more
Bart
sense.
Simpson.
Anyway, okay. This is WFMU East Orange, in case you couldn't figure that out. We're not the French
nope.
guy on NYE on the left of the dial. We're not now that KCR, they moved their roots rock thing back 2 hours so they can compete directly with us and run in the blues thing. So, you know, I got like, you know, when I started doing the show, there was none of this, nothing like this anywhere on the dial, especially at this hour. Uh-huh. Now, it's like at this time of day, there's like four of them lined up.
So beware.
So this is the original. Everyone else is the imitator.
Death to false hounds,
and
folks.
Just to prove it, I'll play a record that none of them have. Jess Hooper, All Messed Up.
Well, I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like living, and I feel like dying. I don't know. I guess I'm all messed up. Baby, once I was happy, had lots of money, had lots of women to call me honey. I don't know. I guess I'm all messed up. Well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. Well, I don't know what to do since my gal went away. Oh, I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up. ¶¶
mine. We all I got is a weary mind. I don't know. I guess I'm all messed up. Well, I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to say. Well, I don't know what to do, so my girl went away. Cause I feel like laughing, and I feel like crying. Well, I feel like leaving, and I feel like dying. I don't know, I guess I'm all messed up.
That's life. Whichever way you turn, fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
You heard songs about this. You heard songs about that. You heard songs about people.
Comes on like Godzilla.
A black diamond, black diamond. A black diamond in her hair. A black diamond, black diamond. A black diamond in her hair. Well, she's wearing black diamond for her lover man. Well, now early in the morning, about to break up day.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
It's the Hell, WFMU East Orange. Carl Mann gonna rock and roll tonight. Johnny and Joe, My Baby's Gone On and On. The Jaguars, Black Diamond. King Coleman, Alley Rat. We open up with Jess Hooper, All Messed Up. How about that, eh? What's this rumor I hear that the other stations are trying to hire away the radio family?
So, now, where did you pick this up on?
I'm not saying
anything.
I can't
give away my sources. I just heard you were given an offer. In francs.
Offered me a poodle.
No comment.
But I told him I had a dog already.
But they can't give you the love that I can give you guys.
Yeah, it's true.
In that special way.
Uh-huh. And the sort of...
Ouch! Ouch!
The happy hour slush fund is also not in effect, so...
Yeah. That's true.
It's true. I mean, when you're talking about all these other stations and all these other, like, sort of Hound wannabes, who else but the Hound would be dumb enough to have his drinking buddies come on and talk about politics and crap, interrupt all the good music?
Only me.
Only you.
Should we do the Eblis desk?
Let's proceed immediately and rifle the drawers.
Desperate has-beens, the Stray Cats, aim to grab some attention with the lead-off single from their first album in 4 years. They've actually recorded many albums, but none of them have been released. Elvis on Velvet, it's called. It's an indictment of the endless Presley-mongering in the media and elsewhere.
Ooh.
So they
figured they'd cash in on the trend and try to get some free publicity out of it. This is the Leave Elvis Alone song, says Brian Seltzer, lead singer of the quote-unquote rockabilly band. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Wasn't there another Elvis story somewhere on Elvis?
Oh, yeah, there's a Dr. Nick update.
Yeah, there was
Dr. Nick busted again.
Elvis. OD'd
in Denver.
Dr. Nick. Well, we don't have to do it right now. We can have two Elvis desks.
Okay.
The Elvis desk right next to the...
Well, this is the Elvis medicine chest, I think.
Oh, yeah.
How about another happy couple desk?
That sounds good.
Toledo, Ohio. An 82-year-old man strangled his wife because she wouldn't turn down the volume on the television set, then covered her with an Afghan and went to bed.
An Afghan, huh?
Christian thing to do.
Peace and quiet at last.
Afghani, like rebel. Uh-huh. The couple who had been married for 40 years argued before the slaying Saturday night. When Mary Visnu...
Well, they didn't argue after it, did they?
No.
Flipped on the television after dinner. Her husband, Leroy Visnu, asked her to turn down the volume. She apparently picked up a shoe and began hitting him. So he put his arm around her neck and held it there for 5 minutes. Mrs. Visnu fell to the floor and her husband covered her with an Afghan, placed a pillow under her head, and went to bed. Oh, sweet.
Good night, dear.
Visnu was first taken to a hospital after police discovered he apparently tried to commit suicide by hitting himself in the head with a hammer.
Not with her shoe.
Neighbor Margaret McPherson said Visnu had a stroke 2 years ago. They have done a lot of arguing all the years they lived there. It wasn't a happy situation, I don't think.
Wow.
Oof. Toledo.
Well, sure. Should that lead us into Hillbilly Hangover?
I have another Dem Ohioan story, but I don't know if we need it.
You know, Bill Bruch seems to have something on his lap resembling news, but...
Nah, we'll get to that later.
All right, let's do Hillbilly Hangover. I want to get it in before the vibe report.
A crawler.
What do you say? I got one queued up here by Mac Banks. The Mac Banks, not the imitator.
Except no imitations.
Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children, The children had married off, families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
And that old back end, drinking that old pussy gin, well, I'm going down that old back end, drinking that old pussy gin, well, listen to me, baby, I'll never, never do that again. Well, my baby left me, she won't be home no more. Well, my baby left me, she won't be home no more. Well, my baby left me, she won't be coming home.
From Red, Hot and Blue. Oh, right now I got these so full of Spangler Red, Hot and Blue coming through WHVQ and Hotel Chesco on the Maslin
Magazine.
That's right, the Maybelline floor right here. And good old Memphis, Tennessee. Right now the whole next portion of Red, Hot and Blue is coming through the courtesy of, see, what comes up here next? I'm messing up. I got so many sponsors, I'm losing my mind here. Oh, yes, sir, the dog races. No, not the dog races. No, wait a minute, let's see. Horse races. No, you're much enough. Through the courtesy of the best beer money by Falstaff. If you can't drink it, you can freeze it and eat it. Open up the cotton, pick and rib and pour it into Sid Bedizidine. Phillips and Mr. Herb Sandler, right in good old Memphis, Tennessee. Right now we got a record called, She Was Only a Plumber's Daughter When I Kissed Her, Her Cheeks Flushed.
The joker at me. Yes, baby, I don't want to be free. Better blue, yes, blue. Well, baby, yes, I want to be free. Happy as can be, just
a buzz and rattle like a business bee. Yes, baby, well, I wanna be true. Red and blue, yes, blue. Well, baby, yes, I wanna be true.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
Little Rosa was her name, and still I cry.
Gone to visit the grave of a friend of mine, and as I walked through the graveyard, I noticed this man kneeling down by the grave of a child, and in his hand he held a big red rose, and tears were streaming down his cheeks. I walked over and laid a hand on his shoulder and started to talk to him, and during the course of our conversation, and in his broken English, this is the story just as he told it to me. He said, "Mister, I'm a walker down the street today, and I pass by a big flower shop. I walk in and I ask the man in the shop, I say, 'Boss, how much are for one red rose?' And he looked at me with one a big frown, and he said, 'One $1, please.' But then by and by, a swell dressed a blonde young lady walk in, and she says, 'How much are for one red rose?' And he looked at her with one a big smile, and he said, 10 cents. And I said, 'Boss, how come are you charging me $1 for the rose, and you charge the young lady only 10 cents? And he says, "Look, mister, you tell me why you want the rose, and maybe I'll give it to you for not." And I said, "Boss, I'm a hard-working man, working the railroad and only make a $3 a day. And I got a little girl, and her name is Rosa. Rosa's just about this high, boss. Every day when I come home from work, a little Rosa come running to meet her papa. She throw her little arms around my neck and say, 'Papa,' and I say, 'Rosa.' But the one a day, boss, I come home from work and I don't see Rosa. I look down by the railroad track and I see one a bigger crowd. I go down and I push the crowd this way and I push the crowd that way, and there, boss, at my feet lay my little Rosa. And that's why I want the Rosa, boss. I want to put him on little Rosa's grave." The man, he don't say a knot, but he picked the biggest and the reddest rose, and he give it to me. And I say, "Thank you, boss. Thank you very much."
And though she's gone, you see, she's still the world to me. To me, she'll always be that little girl of mine.
Yes, sir, and howdy, folks. How are y'all out there? Give us a great big smile, will you? To me. And folks, that's all smile with the Maddox Brothers and Rolls. For the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as y'all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
Step it up and go.
Well, that's
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Back in the hen house. The Maddox Brothers and Rose, Step It Up and Go. You don't think alcohol was involved in that record, do you?
It's a possibility you do that or nitrous oxide.
Webb Pierce, Little Rosa.
What was involved in that one? Marinara sauce?
Yeah, alias Facha Galoops Blues.
Uh-huh.
Plez Gary Mann, I Want to Be True. Now, didn't that sound just like Richard Hell singing?
Kind of. Sort of sounded like Quine playing, too.
Yeah, really. Don Wade, Busthead Gin, and Mac Banks, Max Boogie. Unusual title for a song. Let's go through their announcements real fast. Tonight over at Maxwell's in Hoboken are the Liars and the A-Bones. And we'll be giving away tickets for that right after the Vibe Report.
Mm-hmm.
So get out your Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah, and your speed dialer.
Over at CBGB's, in addition to 72 other bands, are the Senders and Iron Prostrate.
Will they be playing the breakfast set?
It's really hard to tell when a band is going to go on there.
It's really hard to tell when a band is going to get paid there, too.
Yeah. Well. And over at McGovern's on Spring Street, the Sea Monkeys with our own Dave the Spaz Abramson.
A fabulously talented performer.
Yeah.
In his own right.
It's true. And I believe that's all I know about.
That's all you feel like renouncing?
Yeah. Pretty much. That's all I know about, right?
You know what I should announce? Or we should announce?
What?
Is Witt still doing those things at Shanae?
Well, every Monday night over.
And now that Graboff's not wasting his time with Pete Rodeo over at the Ludlow, he'll be hanging out playing steel on some of these things, too. Supposedly.
Oh, cool. He just bought a very nice looking lap steel, which I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe.
I don't think anybody got that.
State of the Vibe Report time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll renounce it again later.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Where is our boy?
Hey, hello, Roscoe.
You're the Hound.
How you doing there?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good.
Are
I'm doing
you?
Real well.
What's the latest?
The latest?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Il Bruce is back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, got
better than
ever. Got back from his punk rock tour in England.
Did you lose weight over there?
Excuse me?
Did you lose weight over there?
Yeah, I lost about 10 pounds, man. I got a little weird towards the end.
Yeah, it's tough over there. It's hard to eat.
There's nothing to eat.
No, the occasional Italian. They started having more Italian restaurants in the last 10 years over there.
Well, you know what they started having since the European, the common market thing came in is like more fresh fruit. So there's a fair amount of that action, but that's not really like food. That's just like sort of chewing gum for your guts.
Right.
Yeah. It was good though. Something like that.
Yeah, it's good.
They have this stuff called strong lager. It's just like it's got extra medicine for those of us that need it. You know.
That's like that.
Yeah, like that. But they had, like, stuff that tastes like Heineken that comes on. It makes your face tingle, It's great.
Oh, that's like what all those guys drink on the way to the soccer match?
I think so. Either that or on their way to, like, the racial killing. I don't know.
Right.
So how are you, Roscoe? What's your latest?
Oh, just overdubbing. It's just like a Saturday overdubbing thing. We finished tracks last week, and I had like, an emergency on a few cuts and got Frank Finaro down here. That was really good.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He turned in a couple stellar performances.
An emergency hair straightening session?
It was,
Without the headband, Mills is lost.
Yeah, no, he's doing good without it.
Yeah.
In fact, I think he's got more energy without it, I think.
Well, yeah. It's not pinching off, like, the frontal lobe. Right, more blood to the brain.
More blood to the brain, all that stuff.
Wow.
So, finished almost all the vocals this week, so now it's like overdub time, and so I sent Nils to like take his stepson and go clean out the garage.
So what's happening with the hippie rock star?
Oh, we're going to the ranch next week.
Cool. Oh, good. So you'll be calling from the ranch next week?
Well, I'll be back.
Ah.
We're at the ranch like Thursday and Friday, and then I'll be back with a post-ranch update.
You got to see the trains, man.
Yeah, evidently the trains take up he's got a whole building for the trains.
Well, wouldn't you if you could afford it?
I guess.
No, you'd have a whole building for the microwave, man. That's what you'd have.
Yeah, well, I mean, one microwave's enough.
True, for lawnmowers.
I would like a couple different lawnmowers.
Like understood.
A Toro, and a lawn boy, and a wheel horse.
You don't believe in deers?
Deers?
John Deere, man.
No, I'm not really into the John Deere thing. I mean, they're nice.
That's the family brand around my way.
Yeah, I like the red ones better.
Mm-hmm.
Those are green.
You don't like the green and yellow ones, huh?
I do like the lawn boy for the push deal. That's green. It's not like my mind is totally closed to green. But I'd rather sit on something that's red than green.
Uh-huh. Would you rather take something that's red than green?
Well, I don't know about that.
Dem being colorblind, this is all going over his head. He's just staring in the space.
Yeah. Yeah, Dem, you can use the green curry. He's sitting in there scratching his head going. So that's the latest.
Hey, how's Willie Nelson doing?
Willie, he was in and out, you know.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Is EY still down there?
EY's back.
Yeah?
He's back in New York.
Oh, good. Great.
Is ML down there?
ML's down for the weekend.
Cool.
That's good.
Tell her we said hi.
Hi.
Well, she's over at her friend's house, and I'm going over there when I get done overdubbing to do a little outdoor cooking action.
Roscoe,
very nice.
Speaking of weekends, we'll be down in D.C. next weekend. Are you still going to be around?
Yeah. You're playing on the 4th?
Friday and Saturday.
Oh, Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, staying over Saturday.
At both times at the 15-minute club?
Yeah.
That place is insane. Have you ever played there before?
Yeah, we played there a couple of months ago. What's weird is on Friday nights, it's like sort of the yuppie meat rack action, and then it turns into us, you know, which is pretty strange. And then on Saturday, it's completely abandoned, and then it turns into us. When the A-bars play, people give their meat back. It's pretty weird, man, because, like, you know, definitely, like, our crowd and the regular crowd don't exactly mingle too well, and, like, you know, I mean... The employees were so gratified to have somebody other than the usual folks in there that, like, they picked up Miller and carried him all around the place at the conclusion of our second set.
Really?
It's kind of remarkable.
Yeah, well, I saw Blazes when they were there.
Uh-huh. I saw Clifford yesterday.
And I also was in, that place once on a Friday night a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
It was unbelievable.
Did you enjoy the buffet?
What?
Did you enjoy the buffet?
I didn't eat. I'd already eaten.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like, in D.C., I think you have to... I don't know why they have food. I thought maybe you had to serve food to get a certain kind of liquor license.
Yeah, they do that in Virginia. I don't know about D.C.
It was full of, like, a lot of real obnoxious, you know, those young Republicans when they feel like they're going to, you know, they know that they're going to rule the world someday.
Hey, man, in the South, young Democrats are just as bad. They already do.
Right. Well, it's pretty frightening.
Yeah, I was filled full of terror, but it was sort of like memory for me, you know, because I'm from down there.
Mm-hmm.
I knew how to handle it.
Yeah. Well, I got like a 65 Super Reverb going, and I just got a little RCA jack to short out the thing so I could get the vibrato going.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the vibrato going, the bright switch, red telly, some reverb, some spring reverb.
Happy man.
Yeah, I'm about to have at it.
Well, big amps. Small amps.
Hopefully I'm going to try to get a hold of a Walkman so I can try to get the Hound Show ID, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, you got to do that. Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, I'm taking my camera and...
Uh-huh. And your sketch pad?
Yeah, I'm going to try not to, like, steal all the ashtrays and stuff. I did do all my overdubs this morning on Neil's old D18. The one that he wrote, like, Old Man on and stuff like that, so that was kind of a vibe.
What did it smell like?
It didn't smell like boo anymore.
Uh-huh.
But evidently this is the one that he had in the Springfield, too, and the, like, man needs a maid and stuff like that.
The flying on the ground is wrong.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, get your picture taken with Hank's guitar.
Yeah, well, I guess he's got, you know, the ranch is so big, I don't know if we'll make it over to the equipment storage thing. It'll just be
the equipment storage Quonset hut.
Well, there's all different ground, you know, it's like this place has got a gate and you got to have, like, a combination to get in. It's I guess it's really something.
Hmm.
But I'll know a lot more next week.
Yeah, let us know, man, and don't spook the horse, all right?
I won't spook the horse. So, I guess that's it. Till then, aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe.
To you and all Hound Show listeners. When's the next live Hound deal?
We're not sure, but we're definitely going to do one on my birthday, May 23rd.
Uh-huh. I'll be in town.
Beautiful.
We'll see you.
Okay, Roscoe.
All right.
Aloha. See you next weekend, man. State of the
Vibe Report from the big-time record producer, The Sco.
How about it?
How about that, huh? Well, what are we doing now? It's VOM time, but we have to give away tickets for the A-Bones and the Liars show tonight. And you know what we're going to do? We have a real special VOM set today. We have the world debut of the brand new Liars 45 RPM record and the legendary Stardust Cowboy 45 RPM record. I Hate CDs, it's called.
Hey, rumor has it he's coming out with a CD called I Hate 45.
Well, you know, this new thing about, like, acts like Guns N' Roses and Bruce Springsteen putting out, like, two CDs at once. Cause, yeah. You know, it's not only does a CD cost twice as much as a record used to cost, but... They put out two at once because they're trying to get as much money as they can out of these poor suckers in the middle of a recession. That's really low. That's really creepy. I mean, these guys don't even have enough good songs to fill up a 45.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses.
And folks, they ripped it off from Hazel Atkins.
Hazel Atkins did put out two albums together first, but of course Hazel's albums were good. But what we have here, you know, is people that are cool enough to actually put out what rock and roll is always been meant to be heard on as 45s, the Liars. So we're going to play this new Liars 45 first. You tell me who did the original version of this tune, and then you call 678-774-3201 area code, and you will win two tickets, actually two spaces on the guest list to see the Liars and the Able-ones at Maxwell's tonight. Now, if you didn't pledge,
your bad self,
if you did not pledge
one.
Money to this show, we're going to take your name, even if you win, and throw it in a garbage can. So only people who pledged money deserve to get the tickets.
Ooh.
But there's a lot of them, a lot of good folks that did pledge.
It's true.
So we're going to play this record, and you tell me who did the song originally, and at the call.
You can join us for
201.
Fun and Reverb at Maxwell's.
678-7743. That's 678-7743. And let's, what turntable are they on? Turntable numero uno.
She's proud. I'm getting plenty loving cause my baby she's top. Getting plenty loving that she always wanna rock. Getting plenty loving cause I love her so. Getting plenty loving that she don't need no. Getting plenty love cause my baby she's top.
Reminding you to listen to WFMU in East Orange, New Jersey at 91.1 FM on your FM dial. You're listening to The Hound Show this day and every day, and don't let him hound you to death with my music. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you.
One other thing. Keep the tape rolling.
Okay.
One last thing. I want to give out my mailing address so you can play it on the air.
Okay.
So people can write in. Right now, send them pictures, T-shirts, or whatever I have available left over here.
Right, and I want to send you the tape of the show out when it runs.
Okay, it's the Legendary Stardust Cowboy, mm-hmm. Post Office Box 697, San Jose, California 95106.
Right. I CDs. We'll be right back.
one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm going to do it anyway. Okay.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Meanwhile, back in his D.
It's the Hound, WFMU East Orange. That was today's VOM set.
/ Blues Hangover.
Yeah, Makigami Kochi. Well, that's the name of the artist. And the song is Mashi Boken Kisatan.
What does that mean?
That means Bob the Animal Kwan is playing guitar.
Oh, with the old formula finger ease.
Bless his shiny little head. Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't mind that they sold Rockefeller Center to the Japanese. I don't mind that people only buy Japanese cars. But selling Kwan to the Japanese, that hurts, folks.
And so cheaply, too.
Yeah. That we heard the New York Dolls. Our number one VOM request item in the last 6 months is our New York Dolls bootlegs with Daddy Rollin' Stone. My favorite blues revival band.
You gotta die to get big in this business.
Yeah.
Huh?
The legendary Stardust Cowboy. I hate CDs.
They hate you.
Upcoming Norton release, not out yet. We open up with The Liars, who will be at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight. Getting Plenty Lovin', that's an Escarita song. We only had one correct answer, so we still have a pair of tickets to give away.
My personal favorite was the guy that called up saying it was the Fabulous Thunderbirds.
It was actually a lady who called up and said it was a Fabulous Thunderbirds.
It
was originally done by...
And slap yourself around.
By Escarita. And the A-Bones and the Liars will be at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets in a little while. Last pair of tickets. So, what else is happening on the news front there, kids?
I don't know.
Bruce doesn't know.
There's been quite a few amazing defenses this week. The John Gotti's accountant.
That was truly amazing.
Advising him not to file because of the Fifth Amendment issue.
They were really scraping the bottom of the barrel this week with celebrities. They got Al Lewis
there.
And I'm really offended I was not invited to be one of the celebrities in the Gotti cheering section. I think it could have done both of our careers some good.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the second murder trial of the Utah kid who was stabbed on the subway is taking place right now.
And what's their defense? The Twinkie defense, I hope?
It should be.
That trick never works. It actually works really well.
Yeah. It only works on mayors.
Uh-huh. Basically, the kid's the guy's name is Yul Gary Morales. He's 20, and according to his videotape confession, he said he took out his butterfly knife to scare the family, and that the kid Watkins fell on the knife, stabbing himself in the chest.
So I hate when that
happens. Himself. His lawyer.
Butterfly knife.
His lawyer.
Yeah, it's like sort of gentle, colorful, flappy, wingy kind of thing.
Yeah, great. One juror sneered, another looked at the ceiling, and a third shook his head. Morales' lawyer, Joel Lutwin.
Fourth snapped open a beer.
Spoit.
This kid's lawyer, Joel Lutwin,
started cracking up.
Called the stabbing. No, this is good. Called the stabbing, quote, an accidental forensic impalement. Remember that.
Like so
accidental
many others.
Forensic impalement.
Well, from the youthful death desk, got another one of these, death by physics. A teenager showing off for friends fired a bullet into the air that killed a 5-year-old boy a half mile away, said authorities, who arrested the youth in Carson City, California for investigation of murder. 15-year-old, whose name was withheld because of his age and aim, was booked Saturday for the killing of Adrian Benitez, said Los Angeles County Sheriff's Deputy Rich Erickson. The boy is being held without bail Tuesday in a juvenile detention center. I'm happy that they caught him, but I'm not going to get my son back, said the mom. Erickson said witnesses told Sheriff's Deputy that the teenager was boasting about a gun when he fired 4 to 5 shots into the air March 11th outside a house in Wilmington, about 20 miles south of downtown. It wasn't clear where the boy got the gun. One of these here said bullets fell out of the sky a half mile south of Carson, where it struck Adrian in the head as he walked with his mother, 2-year-old brother, and cousin.
Wow.
Or is always, then, that...
Another possibility
that God shot him. Yeah.
I was raised with guns, though, and that's the first thing they tell you, is never shoot a gun that's not going to go into a mountain or something.
Or an animal.
Like, it's gun 101.
Or in your, dad's case, a gopher.
Well... into a side of a hill. I mean,
well, never pointed at anything you're not perfectly willing to see a bullet go through.
Speaking of pointless, the Bush administration yesterday kicked off a new AIDS education campaign, warning that no one is immune, but omitting any mention of safe sex practices.
Oh God!
They're on the vanguard out there.
He said, America's response to AIDS campaign message is that AIDS is not limited to inner city drug addicts and homosexuals. Lewis Sullivan, the head of the Health and Human Services Secretary, he said 1 million Americans carry the AIDS virus, and the World Health Organization reported that the U.S. AIDS cases have reached 202,843, half of the world total, but their government refuses to tell people about safe sex practices or cleaning or how to clean needles. Oh, boy. U.S. Marshals raided a New Jersey warehouse yesterday and seized 38,000 cans of cat food, quote-unquote, mislabeled as tuna fish fit for human consumption.
Mm.
So, folks, if you bought any of this Ocean King Foods, any of this Ocean King Chunk Light Tuna in Water, what it really is Seventh Heaven Tuna Cat Food.
They had double labels on it.
Yeah,
the
right.
Old label was still under
it,
the other.
It wasn't a mistake. So put plenty of mayo
off
in that.
The label, you're in good shape.
Yeah.
How about another Ohio story?
Okay.
Death and stupidity in Ohio.
I have a double one of this.
Canton, Ohio.
Canton.
I know. A man was electrocuted while shaving with an electric razor.
What happens?
Kenneth Kuhn, 22, of Canton, died Friday after he collapsed in the bathroom in his mother's house.
You gotta speak into the mic a little there, Dan.
Where he lived.
Better, folks.
Stark County Coroner Dr. James Pritchard said after an autopsy Saturday that Kuhn was electrocuted. He said one of Kuhn's brothers reported the television and lights went out momentarily before he heard Kuhn hit the floor. Apparently the heel of his sock was wet.
Wow.
This can happen.
In Canton.
Mm-hmm. So you boys watch it with those sideburn trimmers.
Okay. Any more Ohio news?
Dumb Ohioan news?
Speak now or...
West
forever.
Virginia news, does that count?
Counts as Ohio news, I think.
A couple abandoned their 11-year-old daughter by the side of an interstate yesterday after she refused to join them in committing suicide.
What kind of family spirit is that?
Stupid really. Kid.
Lauren Wayne Cooper, 27, and Cassandra Cooper, both of Woodbridge, Virginia, were captured. Oh, they didn't get a chance to do it. Were captured later Saturday and charged with child abandonment. Their daughter,
as if their luck wasn't going bad enough.
But their 5-year-old son went along because they asked him kids if they wanted to go to heaven.
Oh, you got the
yeah, I got the long version.
Story.
They asked the kids if they wanted to go to heaven, and the 11-year-old said no, and the 5-year-old said yes.
I bet the 29-year-old would have said yes.
Oh boy. Well, okay, we got to give away this last pair of Liars A-Bones tickets, and I know everybody wants them.
So bad.
So this is what we got. We got another record queued up, and what it is it's a country singer down on his luck trying to cut a rock and roll tune for some quick cash, and he's going under the name of Hank Smith. And you tell me who this country singer is, and then you call 678-7743. That's 678-7743. 201 area code. And this is only eligible to those of you who pledged during this show.
A-Bones and the Liars at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight.
Right.
Please don't call if you're not going to go to the show.
Right, right. And I don't know, and the show might probably sell out or something.
It
I don't know.
It might suck too, so, you know.
Nah, no way. I mean, the Liars, they're always great.
Yeah, they're
I don't know about the other, man. all right, so tell me who this is singing. Wait, so we got somebody in the line already.
Excuse me.
Hello?
You want to put them on?
All right. They hit a shot.
Second.
I like that.
All right, tell me who this is singing, and then call that number, 201-678-7743, and you get not tickets, but spots on the guest list for the Eight Bones of the Liars.
You act like you're our friend.
Found a new place to dwell down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel. Well, well, I've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely. I've been so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Oh, well, well, I've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely. I've been so lonely, I could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got to tell the town. Just take a walk down Holy Street to Heartbreak Hotel. Oh, well, I've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely. I've been so lonely, I could die.
Saturday night, St. Louis International Raceway presents one of the most incredible nitro-burning, ground-pounding shows in the history of drag racing. It's un-f***ing believable. 96 of the nation's fastest funny cars attack the track in mind-bending fury with the top names in the sport. You'll see Don the Snake Prudhomme, Tom the Mongoose McEwen, Ed the Ace McCulloch, and many, many more. If you only go to one race in your whole life, you cannot miss this f***ing event. Ground-pounding funny cars that explode into flames and fly into the stands at 255 miles per hour. Plus women. More women than you've ever seen in one place. Women wearing nearly nothing. Women so drunk they can't even f***ing speak. Nitro-burning funny cars. Plus breasts. Breasts everywhere. Breasts you can touch. Breasts on fire. Plus free f***ing beer. That's right. Free f***ing beer. Free beer. Free women and funny cars on fire. It's the most incredible f***ing race in the history of the f***ing universe. It'll be f***ing incredible. Can you believe all this f***ing shit will be going on at one f***ing place? Free f***ing beer and women, f***ing women everywhere!
No winners, but I'll give you a hint. He was on the cover of the New York Times Sunday magazine 2 weeks ago.
You don't have to be afraid because your daddy won't do you no harm. We're gonna rock, rock this house, we're gonna rock. 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 Rock this house tonight.
We have a wiener, folks. We have a wiener.
We're gonna rock this house. We're gonna rock. Rock this house. We're gonna rock. Rock.
things you like. You can sit up her table with most anything you think you like. My baby's in town. You know we're gonna rock tonight. We're gonna rock. Rock this house. 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 We're gonna rock. Rock this house tonight.
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
Take one. Okay. Take one. When do I come in here? Any particular time? Don't you think it's about time for me, boys? I'm all set now. Any I can come in just about any place. You name it. I sing, you know, and I came all the way down. I'm Eddie. There is. You did leave a part in here for me. No, you didn't. Well, this is a weird session, man. Like the song anyway.
This is a hit.
It rained last night and they had that big fight. This is how it was. Last night I went to a party. Food and the drinks were free. Everybody in the giant was having a ball that suited me to a T. Yes, it was long about midnight. Smokey Joe was patting Red's wife. Red said, I'm going to shoot it. He pulled his gun. Smokey Joe went for his life. Smokey Joe cut Red's collar. Sliced his belt from around his waist. Red, he shot at Smokey Joe 6 times. The powder burns all in his face. I was knocked out, having my fun. I was knocked out, drinking my rum. I was knocked out, I shot from a gun. Boy, I was on a spree. Joint was running, band didn't play no more. I heard the boom, boom, boom of that 44 from both women hit the floor. It was a big gal there named Mary. She weighed 304. I tried to run, but she stepped on my toe and a big frame blocked the door. I was knocked out, having my fun. I was knocked out, drinking my rum. I was knocked out, got a shot from a gun. I was loaded as I could be. I was loaded as I could be. I was loaded as I could be.
Presenting the greatest, yes, the greatest.
On the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine.
Hey man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign?
transfusion, transfusion.
I'm just a solid mess of contusion.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Slip the blood to me, bud.
Jumped in my ride about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with a chick of mine.
I crossed the center line cause I gotta make time.
Transfusion, transfusion.
Oh man, I got the hurting convolution.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead. But I'm a fast driving daddy with a real cool head.
I'm gonna pass that truck on the hill ahead.
Transfusion, transfusion.
My red corpuscles are in mass confusion.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Pour the crimson to me, Jim Jim.
Took a little drink and I'm feeling right. And I can fly over everything in sight.
There's a slow poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right.
Transfusion, transfusion.
I'm a real gone pale face, no illusion.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Pass the claret to me, Barrett.
Rolling down the mountain on a rainy day. When you see me coming, better start to pray.
I'm cutting up the road and I'm boss all the way.
Transfusion, transfusion.
Oh, Doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Pump the fluid to me, Louie.
Burning up the freeway and it's early in the morning. And I'm passing everybody over nothing but corn.
Man, out of my way, I don't drive with my horn.
Transfusion, transfusion.
Oh, nurse, I'm gonna make a new resolution.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Put a gallon in me, Alan. Barnyard drivers are found in two classes. Doggone road hogs and speed jackasses.
So remember to slow down today.
Hey, Daddy, make mine type O, will you, Doc?
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm, man.
I've been walking all night down the railroad track, wondering if my baby was coming back. Howling like a monkey in a coconut tree. So shook up, I got to leave it to you. My head going around like a spinning top. I want to sit down, but I just can't stop. When I get home, I'm gonna pull off my shoes, get on the floor, and dance away my blues. Do the barefoot rock, Do the barefoot rock, Do the barefoot rock, I'm gonna dance away all my blues.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. Little Junior Parker, Barefoot Rock. It would have been his 60th birthday yesterday, had he lived. The Four Jokers and Transfusion, Jimmy Liggins knocked out, Steve Stevens, Weird Session, Jimmy Rogers rocked the house, Hank Smith, Heartbreak Hotel, it was not Elvis Presley's version, obviously. It was George. It was George Jones.
Doing a very good Elvis, though.
Yeah, well, he was a good rock and roll singer. He just hated doing rock and roll songs.
He hated painting houses more.
And congratulations to our winners in the contests. And hope you have a good time over there at the Liars and the A-Bones. I know that both bands will be great. But if you don't make it over there, if you don't feel like crossing that body of water, the Senders and Iron Prostrate over at CBGB's, along with 27 other bands, and the Sea Monkeys featuring Dave the Spaz Abramson at McGovern's, and that's all happening tonight.
Mm-hmm. I think, are the Blue Jays playing at the Lone Star on Tuesday, I think? I don't know.
Somewhere? I don't know.
I believe so.
You know?
And here's where we get real about this thing.
Peanut butter.
Mm. I'm so happy. Our good buddy, Whit Smith from the Guitar Store, a man with pointlessly nimble fingers, is hosting the sort of country jam thing at Chenet on St. Mark's Place between Avenue A and First Avenue.
Right next to the pet food store in case you get hungry.
Right next to the organic pet food store in case you're politically correct, hungry, and fur-bearing. It starts around 10 or 10:30, and it's a lot of fun if you close one ear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and one other thing I happened to see was that Handsome Dick Manitoba is going to have his own room at the Ritz. Did you hear about this?
I believe what they did was they broke down the wall into the dugout. No, he's got something going on there at the Ritz, so I'm going to have a party.
On Wednesday night.
Starts Wednesday.
He's having this sort of like, you know, swinging party lounge. I wish I had.
HDM swinging party lounge?
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool. Very cool.
Where you can have a beer or a coffee and not have to scream to have a conversation, apparently.
No, he'll do all the screaming.
Folks, Den memorizes Lisa Robinson's column every week. Mm-hmm. And repeats it back to us at the bar Friday night.
That's my job.
And keep in mind that Handsome Dick Manitoba has been our host ever since we moved to this fine city. So,
yep.
May as well make it official.
The king of Rosemary's Pizza, Handsome Dick Manitoba.
Go in, ask for the Richard slice. When they give it to you.
Sliced olives and black pepper, I believe.
When they give it to you, go, is this what I ordered?
I can't eat that.
What is this?
Oh, boy. What else is going on? I got to do a PSA.
What, on the air? Oh, I see.
Yeah, I got to do that, too, when we get off the air. Non-speaking adults, including refugees, may learn English by taking classes free at New York Public Library. Classes meet two nights a week at branch libraries in Manhattan, the Bronx, Staten Island. Class size is limited. In-person registration begins April 4th. For schedule information, call 212 area code 340-0918, Monday through Fridays during regular business hours. Again, that's 212-340-0918. Those are free lessons in English.
And if you understood what we just said, you don't need them.
Connie, the Empress is in the building. I'd like to congratulate the Empire State Soul Club on their 5th anniversary and the swell party that happened. And I especially like to congratulate Warren Lee for smashing Car Wash. What a guy.
Toot, toot. Beep, beep.
Yeah. For a good night at work the next night.
Was there food?
So Nick, no, there was no food. No.
There was tons booze, of people.
And tons of booze.
Tons of foxes, I'll bet.
That's all we need. Mm-hmm. All right, I do have to do a PSA, so let's play some more records. And you guys, you want to do some news with peanut butter in your mouths, or should we just play some records?
Yeah, let's play some sides.
All right, going queued up here by Madman Taylor.
Where's that good old bunny hug and turkey trot in Charleston? And what about the karaoke and the bunny hug, huh? Them was dances. You dance your brains out with those kind of steps. Rock and roll.
Something about it that makes me want to pat my feet. The beat do something to me, something I can't explain. The beat do something to me, something I can't explain. I get a kick out of head, even if I don't know what the band is playing. We've got to admit that the beat is the thing of the day. Yes, we've got to admit that the beat is the thing of the day. Well, baby, that crazy beat is here to stay. What the kids love most is to hear that tenor man blow. What the kids love most is to hear that tenor man blow. They all go split the dinners when they holler, blow man blow. He's getting ready to blow now. He's getting ready to blow now. He's getting ready to blow now. A little something about it that makes me want to pat my feet.
Rock and roll. Stock market crashes. When we had a crash, we had a crash. Pow, right down to the bottom. All this fluctuating, dropping a point or two, up a point and a half, drive you out of your skull. Rock and roll. baseball. We went to a ball game in the old days. We went to see baseball play. Yes, sir. If we didn't like a call, we'd get out there and take that ump and bounce his head all over that plate till he made the right call. There was baseball in them times. Yes, sir. Rock and roll. Beer? Carbonated defrost. Give me another one and compress the head, will you? Outer space. What's the matter? The earth ain't good enough for you? You don't like it here? Get back to where you come from. Rock and roll. 33 and a third record players. 78 ain't good enough? What's the matter? Groove too big for you? Rock and roll.
Come on, I'm giving you the come on. Come on, let me hold you tight. Come on, I'm giving you the come on. Now come on, I'll be my pretty baby tonight. Yeah, the pretty baby sitting over there. I got pretty eyes, a wavy hair. I got a lot of love and I want to share. Hey, pretty baby, come over here. Come on, I'm giving you the come on. Come on, let me hold you tight. Well, I'm giving you the come on. Come on, let me hold you tight. Come on, well, I'm giving you the come on. Come on, I'll be my baby tonight. Yeah, I got two lips. I never told you how much my arms are aching to hold you. And if my arms ever get to hold, never ever let you go. Come on, I'm giving you the come on. Come on, I'll be my baby tonight.
And
meanwhile, back in the States.
This is The Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. Wynn Stewart, another country singer, attempting to cash in on rock and roll.
When was he on the cover of the New York Times magazine section?
Next week, I believe. Okay. James Brown, Johnny on John, doing his very best Little Richard imitation. Bobby McDowell, Lonely. Dr. Horse did Crazy Beat. And Madman Taylor opened it up with Rumble Tumble. And all that.
So good and so good for you.
We got some late-breaking news here. I like this one here. Someone
bubbled up the pipe.
Waynesburg, PA. This woman survived an auto accident only to be run over by a 16-year-old firefighter responding to the wreck. Coroner's jury said Wednesday that the volunteer firefighter Randy K. Hunter had been driving too fast for road conditions but was innocent of gross neglect in the death of Evelyn Hauser, 70. Ms. Hauser was driving west on March 14th on the State Road 21 through southwestern PA town when her car went out of control and crashed into an icy bend. She escaped injury, walked across the road to the eastbound embankment, and Hunter, a junior member of the Center Township Volunteer Fire Company, heard the call on his pager and was headed to the fire station when he lost control of his car and ran into Mrs. Hauser.
He was playing his Game Boy at the time.
Yeah. Do we have anything from the one hump or two desk?
I do. Camel Slaves, Bombay, India. Police have rescued 25 young boys who authorities believed were to be flown to Dubai for use in camel races. 8 adults were arrested Thursday night after a police raid in South Bombay. The shrieks of the children tied to camels against their will scare the animals, making them run faster in races, police said. These
holy humanity.
They found these boys on the tip of a tip from an anonymous caller.
From an anonymous iceberg.
And they were ages 2 to 5, 2 years old. Anyway.
What the prime shrieking years are. I guess two.
The adults said the group was on a pilgrimage to the Haji Ali Mosque.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, fish and chips.
Too bad about that.
whoa. I was going to do this deputy's last human man carrying knife, but...
But you got peanut butter on it?
No, this one kind of... People should know about this kind of stuff going on. Baltimore peace activist Philip Berrigan has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. His crime, he accused a judge of Nazi-like court procedures and didn't apologize for the remark.
So then the judge proved it by saying,
yeah.
Five years in jail for contempt of court, I mean, with no jury, no trial.
Yeah, the former priest was in court Thursday to support 8 activists on trial for trespassing at a physics laboratory, and Berrigan spoke out when the judge refused to allow them to talk about the weapons research being done at the lab. He was sentenced on the spot after he refused to apologize.
5 years in jail?
Yeah, his wife says, have you ever heard of your, ever in your life heard of anyone sentenced to 5 years for contempt in 2 minutes?
Mike Tyson only got 6 for a rape.
No jury, no defense, and no appeal.
Awesome.
Judge probably was the president of the NRA.
I'd bet $1,000 he was a Republican appointee.
Judge James Vaughn. He's a Howard.
Yeah, that's a nice
County,
waspy name.
County Court District Judge.
Well, in Los Angeles, where the police are known for getting out the rubber hose, sheriff's deputy used a garden hose to lasso an elderly man threatening his family with a knife, an official said. Oscar Campbell, 79, was taken to a psychiatric hospital in a hardware store for evaluation, Deputy Victoria Berenbau said.
Treated burns.
Campbell, for novel
faucet
marks.
Burns.
Yeah, Campbell, who uses a walker, was in his driveway waving a knife at members of his family with one free hand, I guess, when deputies arrived Saturday. He warned them to leave and taunted them to shoot him, she said. One deputy distracted the man while the other picked up the hose and threw it around him from behind. The man had been arrested earlier this year for investigation of shooting and wounding his wife. He was not charged and was released because of poor health at that time.
Well, since we're on Family Matters, Parkville, Maryland, a released mental patient decapitated his handicapped mother and yelled, "I'm Hannibal the Cannibal," as police led him away. Jean Lorenz, a 57-year-old woman who had multiple cirrhosis and used a wheelchair, was found dead in her home Wednesday. She had been stabbed repeatedly. Her son, David Lorenz, age 29, was jailed on murder charges. Mrs. Lorenz had called her sister, who contacted police authorities, said paramedics were about to break down the door when Lorenzo opened it. He answered the door. He had blood all over him. He yelled, "I'm Hannibal the Cannibal," as he was led away. Police said Lorenz was released from a psychiatric hospital in December, and a long curved knife, believing believed to have been used in the decapitation was found in the house. He had he was forcibly hospitalized for psychiatric evaluation in 1987. Records of the incident that prompted the move were not immediately available. Well, let's play some records on that happy note. Mm-hmm. How about Ronnie Isle and the Blisters doing Wicked? What do you say, kids?
Incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
What I tell you when you hear this sound. Yes, I told you, baby, just what to do. You shimmy and shake and shoot at you. Forget the walk. Mess around, just do what I tell you when you hear this sound. Let me show you now just how it goes. It's all brand new, let's
do it now. Just do like I told you when you hear this sound.
We have a point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
I woke up this morning, had the blues for big town. Yes, woke up this morning, I have the blues for big town. I'm tired of the country, tired of all the people in the town. I packed my old suitcase, told my family goodbye. Yes, packed my suitcase, told my family goodbye. And my poor little wife, she broke down, she began to cry. She said, "Big fine daddy, please don't start running wild. Oh, don't leave me, daddy, please don't start running wild. And leave me all alone, remember I'm the mother of your child." Oh, I hit the highway, yes, I hit that dusty trail. Yes, I hit that dusty trail. I'm going to Big Town, and I know, I'll never fail. I met a hep gal in Big Town. Boy, we really had a time. Yes, met a hep gal in Big Town. Boy, we really had a time. She's gone and left me, didn't even leave a single dime. She spent all my money, now she don't want my kind of jive. Ooh, spent all my money, jive. She said, I mean to her kind, every day and every hole and every dime. I beg for a nickel, put it in my telephone. Yes, beg for a nickel, put it in my telephone. Got to call my baby, beg her, please let me come back home.
But I'm going to let you slide this time, yeah? You greasy enough.
That red-headed meanest thing I know. Yeah, that red-headed woman's about the meanest thing I know. And she won't do the right thing, but I know. Now look here, woman, better get you another man. Yeah, look here, woman, better get you another man.
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Dingo da dingo 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 dingo. Thank you. I grabbed him by the collar and threw him down. Then grabbed him by the hair and dragged him all around. Well, my baby looked at me, said, what am I done wrong? I looked around again and switched the stool.
Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
If anyone here in the audience been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, yeah, I don't give a shit.
Now just because you're pretty and you think you're mighty wise, you tell me that you love me, then you roll those big brown eyes. When I saw you last week, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy that beat you up. Ask him to take you back. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Now I used to spend my money to make you look real sweet. I wanted to be proud of you when we walked down the street. Now don't ask me to dress you up in satin and in silk. Your eyes look like two cherries in a glass of buttermilk. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell that you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Our little romance has finally simmered down. You should join a circus. You'd make a real good clown. Your eyes look like a road map. I'm scared to smell your breath. You'd better shut your peepers before you bleed to death. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hey, hey, it's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. Wynonie Harris, by request, Bloodshot Eyes. I know other stations can play that song, but nobody, they can't play an original 45 of it. They only pressed up a few 45s. It's mostly a 78 and reissues.
So there, you cleared that up.
And yeah, their eyes may not really be bloodshot.
It's good. Yeah. Not like ours. Mickey Hawks and the Night Raiders, Heidi, Heidi, Heidi. Heidi. The Savoy's Yakka Boom Boom. Wayne Worley and the Whirly Birds, Redheaded Woman. That's actually the original version. Roy Brown, Big Town, Eddie Gaines, Bebop, Battle and Ball, Jimmy McCracklin, The Drag, Ronnie Island, The Blisters, Wicked. I'd like to thank our crack news team of Brian and Renica Redman.
Yes.
Thank you, Red People.
Put a bang up job this week.
News forever.
Thank you, Miss Sally. It's been a gas.
My
Denois.
I think she missed that one.
Il Bruch.
Yes, I'm
thank
sorry.
You.
Did you say something?
I said
thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you for coming out here and being
man.
You.
Thank you.
Il Bruch, the A-Bones, and the Liars will be at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight.
Uh-huh.
The show of the week, without a doubt. Wild Girls
definitely
up
the
next.
Show of the evening.
The Lord, the Crick, you know. Back next week.
Go out tonight. Tell your mama not to worry. Everything's gonna be alright. Don't let me hear you talking. Just be there when I call. It's what I do my way, or it won't be done at all. Oh, little girl, better hear what I say. Yeah, I'm an easygoing guy, but I always gotta have my way. I was born a tiger. Always had my way. Nobody's gonna change me this or any other day. Don't let me hear you argue when I say forget you. Cause a woman ain't been born yet that can play me for a chump. Whoa, little girl, better hear what I say. Yeah, I'm an easygoing guy, but I always gotta have my way. For no reasons. Don't ever wonder why. When I walk away and leave you, I don't want to see you cry. Now I've done a lot of planning, got a lot of things to do. So don't give me no trouble, or you and I are through. Oh, little girl, better hear what I say. Yeah.
WFMU Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey. How about it?